Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another exciting edition of the Astrology Hour. Today, we are going to take a look at the phenomenon of the birthday effect. It's been some time since I've discussed the solar return, what happens to us once a year on renewal, on rebirth, on re-energization, and re-establishment of new karma paths. During your birthday, usually within 72 hours of your birthday, maybe a day before or a day after sometimes, the sun returns to the area in space exactly where it was when you were born. When this happens, your body, all the cells in your body, including the brain cells, are specifically, incredibly, intensely charged, affected, and injected by the energy of the universe, piercing and channeling and funneled through the sun, the star in the sky. Isn't it funny that when the solar return occurs, a window opens, it seems like a window opens in outer space, and we are assigned a supplement to our chart, a supplement of some kind, and basically we are given a supplemental rising sign, a supplemental moon sign, supplemental planets to our chart. See, the birth chart or the natal chart remains the same for our whole life. This is a natal effect, so that really establishes life vehicle, okay? That's number one. But the solar return is sort of like the dragon's tail or the tail of the comet, whereas the comet itself is the natal chart or the actual chart of the entity. The birthday effect tells us what the next 12 months is going to be like. So the karma can be analyzed, and the supplemental vehicle, or I would say what we would call an addendum or an addition to our personality, would be established. Like, you could be a Libra rising like me at birth and then have a birthday effect, a solar return, and have a Leo rising. Well, you're going to still have the basic Libra rising personality for your whole life, but because you have a Leo rising in your solar return, you might be a little bit more of a Leo Libra in personality, which means you might be more dominant, more managerial, more boss-like, more attentive, more creative, and more Leo 9 in a Libra sort of fashion. So we combine the solar return chart with the natal chart to understand what the karma is for the year. You can find out so much by looking at the solar return. You can analyze the 10th house and find out about your career for this 12-month period. You can look at your Venus and find out your finances and your love life. You look at your Mars and find out about your health and also your love life if you're looking for guys. And you can look at your Jupiter to see what philosophically how you're doing. So we are going to analyze an outstanding topic today, the solar return effect. The solar return is something that I and everyone that is really into astrology looks forward to, because it never ceases to amaze me. No matter how your year is going or no matter how your life is going, we seem to have some kind of vibratory change that occurs around our birthdays. And people that are really into astrology and that have studied it and that have analyzed it and that are aware of this solar return phenomena are amazed. Let's say you're a Scorpio, and your sun sign, its assigned degree is 15 degrees and 1 minute of Scorpio, which means every year, you know, once a year, when the sun comes back to 15 degrees and 1 minute of Scorpio, which is approximately around November 7, Election Day, right? Approximately that point, okay, then your sun, you know, the Earth lines up with the sun to place the sun in the area of space known as 15 degrees and 1 minute Scorpio. Well, what happens is every year the sun will come back to that area of space once a year and let in some more light to your body, into your soul, into your essence. Okay, and you are given what I call a karmic charge that literally alters your concepts and your priorities and your sensitivities and your awareness for a 12-month period until the next solar return. The only thing in the solar return that is the same year in and year out is the sun sign. Okay, that is why it is called a sun or a solar return, because that sun, you know, the way to check to make sure your solar return's accurate, and Monica, God bless her, whenever she does a solar return, she always makes sure the sun sign is accurate by degree and minute. You know, we get some people call us up and say, well, Farley, my birthday's October 2nd, but the solar return says October 1st. And I'll sit there and say, well, first of all, what is your sun sign by degree and minute? And they'll say, well, my sun sign is 7 degrees, 58 minutes, Libra. And I'll say, well, look at the sun on your solar return. What's it say? And they'll say, well, it says 7 degrees, 58 minutes, Libra. You mean my solar return's on October 1st instead of the 2nd? And I'll go, yeah, this year, your birthday, because of the way that the universe is made up, sometimes the solar return happens a day before or a day after, depending on year to year. See? So the only thing that stays the same and constant in your chart is the location of the sun by degree and minute. What we do, the way the philosophy of the solar return is developed, is that we literally freeze the universe the moment, the very instant, the sun returns to your very own area of space by degree and minute. Like, I look forward every year to when the sun hits 18 degrees and 52 minutes of Leo, because that's my solar identity. That is my affixed, designed, karmic identity of my soul. So 18 degrees and 52 minutes of Leo is very important to me. And because the sun moves another minute, okay, in space, right, every few minutes, like every 15 or 20 minutes, the sun will move another minute. Now, obviously, the sun has to go 60 minutes in one full 24-hour period to change to the next degree. You know, like it'll go 18 degrees Leo, and then 24 hours later, it'll be 19 degrees Leo. So that means it's going to start its trek from 18 degrees 1 minute Leo to 18 degrees 2 minutes to 3 minutes to 4 minutes, all the way up to 52 minutes when it's my solar return. And then a couple hours later, it'll jump to 19 degrees Leo. Well, the way we calculate the solar returns is we find the exact instant when the sun enters its area of space in your, from your natal identity, from wherever your sun was at birth. See, this is an advanced report, and it's not something for beginners to get involved in, because frankly, if you're a beginning astrology student, you should probably record this show to play at a later date, and if you've already forgotten to do that, that's okay. But beginners, you know, they should stick with the natal charts and the transits and the compatibilities first, and the solar return is something that you should get if you've gotten everything else and you know everything else. You know, but this is for people. You know, I have one friend, one guy, that really got into these solar returns, and he got his solar returns from the astrologer for the next 10 years. And then because he was playing with different house systems, he got some of them in Placidus and some of them in Equal. And that way, he had a lot of fun to look at his life in the next 10 years. I mean, real astrologers that understand solar effects can truly specifically look into their future deeply by having their solar return chart and looking at how their year is going to be. Okay, so you know, what we do is we find out when that sun is going to return to that area of space for that Scorpio with the sun at 15 degree and 1 minute Scorpio. And the moment that happens, then, you know, like what we have to do is we calculate the exact time. Let's see the exact time for when the sun would return to 15 degrees and 1 minute Scorpio. I'll be hypothetical because this is a guess, right? Would be on November the 7th of this year at exactly 5 o'clock a.m., 5 a.m., okay? That's when Monica sat there with her little computer and figured out when the sun went from 15 degrees 0 minutes to 15 degree 1 minute, and at that exact moment, the sun went to 15 degrees Scorpio 1 minute at 5 a.m. Okay, now we know the time of birth. Now we know the time the solar returns takes place. So by knowing that time, we've already got the date, right, because we know what day it is. And now we can take a look at where everything else is frozen in space at exactly 5 a.m. on that day. And that's the solar return, okay? Now, because the sun rises in Scorpio between 6 to 8 in the morning during Scorpio time, we take the sign prior to Scorpio, which is Libra. And so we find out that the solar return rising sign, which changes every year. One lady called me back and said, Farley, I'm an Aquarius rising, but on my solar return it says Pisces rising. That has to be wrong. No, it's not. It's not wrong. The only thing that's going to be the same on your solar return chart is going to be your sun sign by degree and minute, the same as your birth sun sign by degree and minute. Everything else in your chart should be totally and unadulteratingly totally different, okay? So at 5 a.m. on this particular solar return during the 15-degree 1 minute, we got a Libra rising for this guy. Maybe we have a Capricorn moon and a whole bunch of assorted planets that are totally different from what this person had at birth. See, the way you read a natal chart, the chart of a baby, is you read that energy for its entire lifetime. But the way you read a solar return chart is limited. It only lasts for 12 months to the next solar return. So whereas you would interpret a natal chart for one's entire lifespan, you would interpret a solar chart for only a one-year period, okay? So if someone's got Saturn in the 10th house in their solar return, and it's square Mars in the first house, then you better believe that the karma, instead of looking at Saturn for the entire life cycle in a birth chart, you look at Saturn for just the one-year effect, and the karma for that year will be where? In the 10th house, which is what? Career. So the focus of karma for that person's life will be with career. Okay, now I happen to know for a fact that my solar return is Leo rising this year. That would throw my Saturn, I mean, where Saturn is right now in Capricorn, let's see, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, in the fifth house, okay? So my karma for this year would be focused around children, creativity, family, and also happiness, and also maybe speculation, all fifth house matters. See, so it's really wonderful because you can find your relationships, right? And you can find your health situation and you can find your karma just by knowing what the planets mean in general already. You can focus on what's going on in your solar return chart by looking at it and getting the feel for it for just one full year. Like if I was looking at a solar return chart, and let's say you have a Venus trine Mars in your natal chart and you've been happily married your whole life. But on your solar return, you have a Venus opposed Pluto and you have a Mars square Saturn. Well, this is, karmically speaking, we're showing a karma in relationships for you this year. I don't care what your natal chart says. See how it works? Your natal chart could say that you have perfect balance with relationships at birth, and the solar return will give you an afflicted Venus and Mars, and this changes everything. See? So, like I say, we recognize the natal chart for the chart of the life of the being, and the solar return is the supplement or the index or the continued tail, okay, like if you wanted to know what all the charts were for an individual in their life, you would take the natal chart as the key and all the solar returns for every year of that being's life to focus surgically on what was going on in their life for that year. See how it works? It's fantastic. For example, if somebody sends for a solar return, then what they're going to get is an astroscope, just like a regular astroscope, but instead of reading the energies to understand you for your whole life, what you're finding out is what you're going to behave like for the year. You are given actually a karma report for the 12-month period approaching, and that way, if you do have a Venus opposed Pluto or a Mars square Saturn and you didn't know what that meant before, we give you the paragraphs and explain to you what the karma of those aspects are to understand how that can affect you for the coming year. And this helps a lot because you could have things in your life really running smooth. And then all of a sudden your birthday will hit. I don't know if you've ever noticed how things can change drastically. A lot of people are frightened of their birthday. They don't like their birthdays. Do you know why? Because it is like a life and a death. Because when you have the birthday return, the solar return, the last solar return dies and fades off. So if you had a killer year, and you know, you may be having a Saturn return or a midlife crisis transit to boot, right? Then all of a sudden your next solar return will hit filled with squares and oppositions and lots of work for you karmically and as far as the spirit is concerned. And you'll notice 1 week after your birthday that things do not seem the same. In fact, everything has seemed to change. And it just happens so much. In fact, when I think about some of the most powerful times in my life, in fact, I was able to give up a very self-destructive substance that had been affecting my life for many, many years right after my birthday, because finally I received a vehicle that was so strong in my solar return that my willpower was checked and I was just over it. It was just something that was easy. Same thing with cigarettes. I was able to stop smoking cigarettes in 1982, right around the birthday period, because of the new vehicle I got from that solar return. So the solar return astroscope features a profile on the energy you absorb around your birthday that affects you until your next birthday. And like I say, it isn't always on the date of your birth. It may be a day before or a day after. So be forewarned that the only thing in your solar return that'll be similar to your natal chart will be your sun sign by degree and minute, and even your date of your birth date could be off one day plus or minus. So be forewarned about that. And I'm excited because when the summer hits, I start feeling the pulse for the end of one solar return, because let's say in your whole year you've been having trouble with a certain area, like you haven't been able to lose weight easy, or you haven't been able to gain weight easy, or you've been having problems with career or relationships, or you've been having problems financially. Well, as soon as that solar return hits, like I'm having a Venus trine, I believe. I'm having a floating Venus. I'm having an unaspected Venus in Virgo. I'm having Mars in Virgo, trine, Neptune and Saturn, and also Uranus. So I'm real excited about those triple Mars trines. I missed that at birth. So that should give me tremendous career energy and spirit energy for sure. But I do have a floating Venus in Virgo, unaspected in my solar, which tells me like, whoa, it's a Venus in Virgo. Sounds like Farley's headed into a prudent period here, filled with lots of work, and unaspected. It's like big question mark concerning relationships there. You know? So you actually can look, you know, and sort of plan and get some idea of what your next 12 months is going to be like. So, you know, very, very advanced concept and philosophy concerning this effect that happens at your birthday. And that's why, you know, no matter what happens in your life, you should at least wait for your birthday and feel that change. A lot of you, of course, not interested in solar returns, or if it's too heavy or too complicated, will just go through an effect that you know happens at your birthday period, and then you'll just do what you'll have to do. A lot of us like to have the blindfold removed and understand what the gauntlet is as far as what's about to hit for the next year. Of course, you know, wouldn't you like to know that you are having a birthday, like on August 4th, for example, when you'll get all those trines, even though you have a moon wobble in your solar return chart, you'll get Venus trine Uranus and Venus trine Saturn and Venus trine Neptune and Mars trine Uranus and all that good stuff happening on the 4th, and moon grand trine at all. So it's in Taurus, I think. And the fun thing about astrology is, by understanding things like your birth vehicle in the natal chart, or by understanding the solar vehicle in the solar chart, then you understand your potentials and some of the power that you can manifest for a certain life cycle or for a certain annual cycle for this topic, for the solar effect. Okay? So a very, very exciting topic, and one that is very powerful, especially for those of you that are turning another year younger. And my dad just turned another year, and he had a solar return. You know what I like to do, and my advice is, just like what happens during a lunar return, which is an effect that happens for about 8 hours when the moon comes back to that area in space, lines up with the Earth, where that is the exact degree and minute of your birth. The lunar return happens once a month. That's another topic altogether. That sets up emotionally your karma for the month. The sun sets up your karma for your soul for the year. Okay, but when you're having a lunar return or a solar return, obviously it's a good idea to set the pace and to set the pattern by being in a calm, serene, blissful, maybe meditative, spiritual, or happy state. The mistake a lot of people make is they have their lunar return and they blow their emotions. They get real angry and upset. Or they have their solar return and they cop an attitude. You know, they fight the change, and it kind of sets a negative pattern already for the next cycle, for whether it's a 28-day moon cycle or a 12-month year cycle, that can be kind of frightening. So that's why I say, if you know when your solar return is by minute, a lot of people have uncomfortable birthdays. Well, it's a good idea to go outside, maybe under the moonlight or the sunlight, and just say a little prayer to sanctify and bless the sacred moment of your rebirth for the next year. See what I mean? That's why when it happens to me, I'll be sleeping this year. I think mine happens, early in the morning, something like 2 a.m. Well, I'll be up, so I'll probably be meditating and maybe have an astral projection or something exciting like that.